On this solemn feast of All Saints, we gather as family, sisters and brothers in Christ, sons and daughters of God our Father, as God's family, the Church. We honor our sisters and brothers, all men and women, those thousands upon thousands of women and men who have gone before us, who loved the Lord with their heart and soul, who have loved their neighbor too, who have followed the Lord Jesus, who have lived holy lives, lives that witness to the love, kindness, and forgiveness of our good and gracious God. The saints are as different and varied in character as all of us gathered here this morning. All heard God's call to holiness, to love, to faith, to repentance. And each saint chose to respond to that call in their own way, as God created them. Mom or dad, wife and husband, teacher or doctor, electrician or builder, religious, mechanic, missionary, etc. Yet what they all have in common was their desire to live as best they could as Jesus taught us to live in the time, in their time, and in their place. They probably didn't think of themselves as saints, but rather as a loving person, a person who brought the love, happiness, joy, and hope of God to all those around them through their kind words, loving deeds, using their gifts and talents that God had given them, not just for their own good, but for the good and well-being of others. And so, my sisters and brothers, let us ask all those holy men and women of ages past and present to help us live as God's people, a holy people, to live as a child of God, to answer God's call as only each of us can at this time and in our place, now, today, and tomorrow. Like the saints of old, we can make a difference in our own lives and in the lives of all those around us by being open to God's grace and being a sign of His blessing and love.